Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ayin Vav in Meseches Kedushin, Lag Ba'Omer Tavshin, Ayin Vav. Zelcha to learn this with you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Yerushalayim is a little bit quieter today, I feel, because many of us are planning to be Ole to Aliyah in terms of connecting to the Neshama of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in Miron. The Grus Kolel has a bus that's going to be going through the night and then be back in Mirtz Hashem in the morning already of today's daf. So I'm doing this beforehand on daf Ayin Vav in Meseches Kedushim of Bizocha to tap in to the fire of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. On today's daf, we're going to continue to discuss the bottom of Ayin Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses the status of a Kusi and the different things that the Kusim were careful in versus things that they were not careful in. The Mishnah then discusses in regards to Yichus of a Isha Kohenes, that the Kohanim were careful to marry only Nashim Miyuchasos. So our Mishnah is going to discuss that requirement to look into Nashim, and the Gemara is going to contrast the difference between Bedika in terms of a woman marrying a woman versus a woman's chiyuv to look into a man. The Gemara is going to review the position of the Chachamim that we've already discussed earlier, who disagree with most of the things in this parak that's built on Rabbi Meir, who it seems like from previous sugyas that we paskin like, that not all aratzos are kosher. The Chachamim are of the opinion that kol mishpachos b'cheskes ksheros hein, and that we're going to have on Amud Beis. In terms of how far we need to look back, in terms of how many generations do we go back and check into a woman, so the Mishnah has a few rules, and also gives us a rule, rules of Ein Botkin Min HaMizbeach. If already we see that the grandfather served as Mizbeach, he's kosher, or he served on the Duchan, did Berachas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, or he served on the Sanhedrin, so then you don't need to go further back for that, and the Gemara is going to review the sources for those halachos. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. Let's pick up with the statement on the bottom of Ayin Hei Amabeis in terms of the wariness that Chazal had in terms of Kusim, even if they were Geire Emes, nevertheless, there were problems with the Kusim. That appears on the bottom of Ayin Hei Amibes, Rabbi Akiva, Savar Kusim Geire Emes. Rabbi Akiva, five lines from the bottom, was of the opinion that the Kusim were Geire Emes. However, the Kohanim Shinitmu Behen Ksherim Hayu, and the Kohanim were also Ksherim, the Yasu Lehem Miktosam Kohane Bamos, and they involved them with the Kohane Bamos. However, V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Min HaBechirim Sheba'hem, Sheba'am. Only the best did they take from the Kohanim, from the word Miktosam. Why did the Chacham Asr, V'elum Epnai Ma Asrum, why is it that only Mibchirim Sheba'am, if they're Geri Emes, everybody should be acceptable? Mipnei Shoyim Miyabmin Es HaRusos Upotrim Es HaNesuas. The Kusim had a strange custom in regards to Yibum. When it came to Yibum, they would do Yibum only if the brother, we know there's a mitzvah that the brother passes away without children, then Reuven passed away without children. There's a mitzvah for Shimon to do Yibum. However, they would only do Yibum and would only consider Reuven's wife Zalkuk Yibum if they were only in the state of Erisin. But if they were Nesuin, they didn't. That's really strange. Upotra Nesan Suas, onto the top of Ayin Vav Amalaf. My Darshi, what was their source? The Pasuk says, Loisiya Isha Eshes Hameis Hachutza L'Ish Zar. The Pasuk says that the Yevamos cannot marry anybody else. And how did they darshan? Hach diyasva chutzehi losia liish zar. The way they darshan this pasuk was the following. That if she was chutza, she hadn't gone into the house, she shouldn't marry anybody else. He losia liish zar. Aval hach de lo yasva chutza, but the one who was ready in his house, the brothers who had passed away, had already done Nisuin with her. Reuven had already brought her into her
his house. So then, it was already inside the house. She's allowed to marry anybody else. The Bura points out Rabbi Akiva l'tamei. Rabbi Akiva is consistent with his opinion, who says that the reason why these kusim arasar is not because they're gerei arayos, like we had mentioned on yesterday's daf, but rather because they didn't keep the halachos of Yibum. Now, if they don't keep the halachos of Yibum, so then that's a chayv lavin. The Torah says, lo siya li'ish zar. That's a lav. And Rabbi Akiva says, the problem with the descendants of the kusim are that they are descendants of lavim, because they have a din mamzerim. To Omar, because Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, yesh mamzer mechayv lavim, because we did a chayv lav has a din of a mamzer. And others say that the reason why their aser lovo bakol is a broader reason. Because they weren't baki in keeping all the mitzvahs miduk tak. Who is this yesh omrim that they weren't careful in keeping mitzvahs? Amar vidi baravin Rabbi Eliezer. It's an opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. It's quoted in Chulin as well. It's based really on a sugya in Psachim, which is a tosefta in Psachim. This has implications. The Gemara there discussed in regards to Shechita of a Kusi. That's why it's brought up in the beginning of Chulin, which discusses Shechita. Desanya, Matzas Kusi Muteres. The Braisa quotes the Tanakhama as being of the opinion that a Kusi who makes matzah, that's good. Vadim Yotze Ba Yedei Chavasa BePesach. Rabbi Eliezer, Oyser, Fishem Bekim Bedikduke Mitzvahs. So again, Rabbi Eliezer is like that group of opinions that hold. Kusim are Geri MS, but there is a technical problem they have. Rabbi Akiva said that they weren't careful on Yibum, and therefore their children are Mamzerim. Rabbi Lezer says it's just they weren't Baki Bedikduk Mitzvahs, and they're not going to do the Matzah properly. That was the case that Rabbi Eliezer was discussing. Interestingly, Rashi says that the problem here is that there is no Chash of Chimutz. From this Rashi, one can infer, is a big discussion in the poskim, of what does it mean, ushmartem as amatzos? Is there a requirement to bake them l'shem matzos mitzvah, like we are careful to do, or to simply guard it from chametz? In the earlier poskim, they discussed that machine matzah might be a difference, because there were some poskim who were concerned that you can't press a button l'shma and consider all the action of the machine as l'shma. Some said not that way, but there were some who felt that. And therefore, if the concern is chash chimutz, so then if the machine is better than human endeavor and is less human error, so then you may have well taken care of that problem. Obviously, it depends on the quality of the machine. However, if we say there's a requirement of lishma, pressing a button does not qualify as doing the entire action lishma, then there's a new chiyuv of ushmartem that some had argued could not be fulfilled with the machine matzah. From our Rashi is mashma that the only problem with Kusi is that he is or is not careful of taking care of the chimutz, not discussing the issue of lishma. There is another possibility, and that is that the kusim are fine with lishma, but they're not medagdeg enough in regards to chametz. There is, however, a dissenting opinion to Rabbi Eliezer that the Gemara quotes based on Tosefta. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, kol matz mitzvah shechziku ba kusim harbe mitaktingim ba yosim Yisrael. Any mitzvah that the kusim hold on to, they do even better than the Jews. Velahachi mai, but over here, what's going to be the story? Ein bekiyin. They're not baki in the halachos of appropriate yuchsin. Which is interesting because the Gemara we had in the beginning of our Masechta Daf Yud used the expression Ein Bekiyim Begitin VeKedushin, the other word Betiv Gitin VeKedushin. Here the Gemara uses a different order, Ein Bekiyim BeToras Kedushin VeGerushin. They're not bucking Kedushin and Gerushin, and therefore we have problems with them. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Arvua, Mamzer Meachoso. In a case in which you're dealing with a kusi, then you have the following problem. They have mamzerim due to relations with their sister, umamzer me'eshesach, and mamzerim due to relations of
a man with his wife's brother, Nisarvu Behem. Those two particular chashos amamzerim were interdispersed amongst the kusim. My kamashmalan, what is the chidush over here that he went out of his way to say that Rabba Baravua to emphasize that was mamzer meachosu mamzer meeshes ach? They coming to teach us yesh mamzer mechayve krisus, that there's a concept of mamzer when it comes to chiyuve krisus. If that's so, nisni chada. Both of the cases of Achoso and Eshesach is an Isser Kares, and the Chidush here is, we saw that there was a discussion in the beginning of our parak whether Mamzer is only from Chayve Mises Bezdin, if the Torah gives you Misa, but if it's a Chiyuv Kares, it doesn't have it. So here we see, we're emphasizing this to say that there is. So Nisni Chada. Why didn't you mention both? Just mention one that may bring out that point. The Gemara answers, Maisa Shoye Kachaya. It was describing a state of affairs. So the reason that they mention these two is that's what happened. What happened was that there was an Eved, Avodim and Shifchas that they had married. Rashi explains that Avodim had married their daughters and Shifchas had married their children. And therefore, says the Gemara, Surah Mishum Mai, Mishum Shifcha, that the Isser is because of the offspring of a Shifcha. Rashi explains that the Gemara is emphasizing that the only problem will be that if you have a Shifcha that marries a Jew, then the offspring will be a Shifcha, or a Shifcha that marries another Kusi, the offspring will be a Shifcha. If, however, an Eved marries another Kasher, then the offspring is a Kasher. So then the Gemara says, Yisurim Mishamai. The Isser explains Rashi's Mishum Shifcha is specifically the offspring of a Shifcha. So Nisni Chada, so why does it not mention Shifcha? Why do we even need to mention Eved? Says the Gemara, Maisa Shoye Kachaye, because that was the actual event that had happened. Mishnah continues, Hanose Isha Kohenes. If a man marries a woman who is a Kohenes, now, in our case, we're talking about a chiyuv for a person to make sure that his wife is a miyuchas, and even if she's a bas kohen, who's nizharim ala yuchsin, nevertheless, tzarech livdok achareha arba imot, you need to go back four generations. Shehein shmonim, which is really eight. And the Gemara is going to count that out. You have to look into ima, the aim ima, her mother and her mother's mother, the aim avi ima, and the mother of her grandfather from her mother's side, the ima, as well as the mother of that grandmother. These are the two that are from the mother's side. From the father's side is aim aviha, the mother of her father, the ima, and the mother of her grandmother, the aim aviavia, and the mother of her father's father, that mother, the ima, and the mother of that mother as well, which is eight. Quite a cheshbon. Levia v'Yisraelis, if we're looking into Levia v'Yisraelis, then we're even more machmir. Mosifin ala od achas, you need to go back another generation, which turns out then to look back into 12 mothers. Period. Ein botkin lo min hamizbeach lemalas lo min haduchan lemalas. If you know that one of the forefathers did the avod in the mizbeach or did birchas kohanim, so then there's no problem. The lo min haSanhedrin ulemala, and as well, if the grandparents served on the Sanhedrin, we know they are muchzakim. The kol shuchsuku avos of mishotre rabin. Similarly, if the forefathers were policemen, the gaboi tzedaka and gaboi tzedaka masin lekuna, then those sides are fine. Vein tzach livdok acharem. Rabbi Yisem Raf Misha yechaisem aid beerke hayishana shel sipori. Those who signed on the courts, the old courts, the documents of the old courts, they were in Sipori, were also acceptable. Rav Chanina ben Antigna said, "Af misha yimuchtav bistratya shel melech." Those who were written in the annals of the king, the Gemara will explain what exactly that is talking about. Says the Gemara, "Maishna b'nashiba tkino, maishna b'gavri lo badku." Why is it that when a man gets married, he has to look into the girl, but the girl doesn't need to look into the yichus of the boy? Notice our Mishnah only spoke about looking into a woman who is a kohen, her a kohenes, her background, a Levi and a Yisraelis even more. But why is it that we look into only the women, the Mishnah scars, and not the men? Answers the Gemara with the following psychological assumption. Nishi, when it comes to women, dechiminsu ba'adadi, ba'hadeyadadi, when they fight with each other, ba'raisu deminsu, when they sling names at each other as being bad people, the names that they sling are that they did averos of arayis. Ve'im isa de'ika milsa, and if there is something that in regards to psul, lowest leikali, they don't call each other names in regards to psulim. However, gavra, when it comes to men, dechiminsi ba'adadi, biyuchsenhu deminsi. When they fight with each other, they allege that the other one is a mamzer. So im isa, if it's true, de'ika milsa is leikali, then people will know about it. In other words, with men, if the man is a mamzer, then it would have come out because of fights that he had with others. However, when it comes to women, it wouldn't have come out, hence we need to check. Says the Gemara, that you've just explained why you only look back into the grandmothers. So the chiyuv is to look into the grandmothers and not the grandfathers, because the grandfathers, it would have been a call of the psul. Now the Gemara asks, so that's only in the grandmothers, but we haven't asked the question that I alluded to earlier. But why doesn't the woman not have to look into the mother of the guy? In other words, we didn't say anything to explain why the girl doesn't look in to see that the mothers of the guy are ksherim. Says Gemara Misayle, the Rav, this proves the opinion of Rav, Damar, Yudam, Rav, Lo Huzru, Ksheris, Lina, Se, Lipsulim. There is no problem of a woman kshera to marry a pasul. The only time there is a problem is in the opposite direction. Let's take a look at this klal because it's an important rule in Rashi. Three lines from the bottom and I involve them now. Lo huzru ksheras kahanos linase lepsulim. Kahanos don't need to marry are not warned against marrying psulim. Kagon chalale geire charuri. All of these cases, since the Torah is not makbid on them vis-a-vis yuchsin, rabbanan nami lo avadubu ma'ala. So to the rabbanan didn't make a ma'ala, lats rechinu bedika, to require bedika. Vafilu machmas mamzeris ushtukos, even in regards to mamzeris and shtuki. Rashi is now bothered by a question. If you don't, there's no prohibition of marrying a girl who's a ksher, marrying a cholol or a ger, fine, but what about mamzer? So Rashi explains, Elikias Chazek Isure Be. It's only that you have to check when it comes to women, because you have to check that she's not a chalala, because there's a prohibition of the Kohen marrying a chalala. Therefore, once there was a Cheskas Isur, we have them check into mamzer and shtuki. But to create a new chash look for mamzerus, that we never had that chash. So the bottom line is, a ksheira has no problem marrying a cholo in terms of mi'ikor d'dina, and therefore there's no requirement to check for mamzerus. In contrast to a kosher has a problem, kohen kosher has a problem marrying a cholo. Once he has a problem marrying a cholo, then we look for everything, even mamzerus. That's how Rashi learns. Rav Adabar Ava, Tani Dalit Amos, Shem Shtei Mesrei, Bimasnisa. Rav Adabar Ava said we look back for Imos, which is Shem Shtei Mesrei. Excuse me. You look back for Imos, which is 12. Bimasnisa Tana Dalit Imos, Shem Sheish Esrei. The quoted in our Mishnah was Dalit Imos, which if you do a calculation, is 16. Bishlam the Rav Adabar Ava, Mukim La Bilavia Ubas Yisro. According to Rav Adabar Ava, 12 is with Levi and Abbas Yisro. That's when he said 12. El Masnisa Neima Pliga. But this Brisa seems to disagree because we never get to 16. Says the Gemara, Lo. We don't have to say that they're arguing. What does it mean in our Mishnah, Umay Od Achas?
that we add another generation, we're not only talking about one mother, zugachas. We go back to another couple of mothers, which means that it's going to be 4 times 4, it's going to be 16. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, zu divrei Rav Meir. Our Mishnah, like we've alluded to in the past, is following the sheet of Rav Meir. But like we saw earlier, Aval Chachamim Maimim, but the opinion of the Chachamim earlier on Ayin Bezis, Amad Bezis, Kol Mishpacha Becheskes Ksheiros Hein Omdos, that we assume that every Mishpacha has the status of Ksheiros, and therefore many of the Chashos that we spoke about, we don't have. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is that true? V'amar of Chama Bar Gurya Amara Mishnasenu Kishikora Olav Iru. He learned, Rav had learned, that Mishnah was only talking about in a case of where there is an Irur. There was a particular chash about this girl that he was marrying. However, if there was no Irur, then there isn't a requirement. If that would be so, then our Mishnah would not only be going according to Rabbi Meir, every Mishpach has a cheskes kashrus up until Irur. But once there is Irur, then you have to check. If you learn that way, our Mishnah, then our Mishnah could even be following the Chachamim. Says Gemara, you're right. Man the Masniha, lo Masniha. The one who taught this didn't teach this. Igad Amri, others say, Rav Yudam, Rav Zudiv, Rabbi Meir, Acham, Marim, Kol, Mishpachos, Becheskes, Ksheros, Hein, Omdos, that the Chacham are of the opinion, Becheskes, Kashos, and therefore you don't need to look into it at all. To which there was a comment, Amar Rav Chama, Bar Guya, Amar Rav, Im Kol, Arav, Irur, Tzarech, Livdol, Karach, Areha. But if there is an Irur, then you need to look into it. We learned in our Mishnah, Ein bot gim min hamizbeach ulemala. If the kohen did avod the mizbeach, you don't look further than that. My time, what's the reason? Ilav de betkua, lo havi maskile. If they had not checked it out, those who were in charge of the Beis HaMikdash, they would never have allowed the grandfather to do avoda. So the grandfather clearly is one who is a miyuchas. V'lo min haduchtan ulemala. If she has a forefather who duchin, what would not be a problem? My time, darimar, shishama yoshvi miyachse kohanim. There on the Duchan was Miyachse Kohen as well as the Machse, the Miuchasim of the Leviyah. Rashi adds a little bit more that in the Lishkas Hagazis, the Sanhedrin used to sit, according to Rashi, Shishama Yoshvim is referring to Lishkas Hagazis, to separate the Kohanim and Leviyim that were puzzled from the Avodah and the Duchan. Rashi on the Mishnah learns that the Duchan is referring specifically to the area that the Leviyim used to stand on when they would sing the Shir in the Beis Hamikdash. V'lomi Sanhedrin Elamala. And if you find that there are miyuchas to a Sanhedrin, you don't check past that. My taima, the Tani Rav Yosef, says Gemara 3 lines in, and I involve Amabez 3 lines into the wide. The Tani Rav Yosef, Kashem Shebezdin Menukin Mitzedek, just like Bezdin's hands are clear, the Yirei Elokim Anshe Emes and Son of Etza, Kach Menukin Mikol Mum, they don't have any Mum either. Amar Reimer Markrutz, based on a pasuk, a beautiful pasuk that appears in Shira Shirim Kulach Yafa Rayasi Umum Ein Bach. Says the Gemara, Eima Mum Amamish. Maybe it means that the Sanhedrin were checked and they didn't have a Mum. So that pasuk might not be a full Raya. Says the Gemara, Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov Amar Kra V'hisyatzvu Sham Imach. That the Torah describes that Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to choose Dayanim that are supposed to stand with Moshe Rabbeinu, imach b'domim lach. That is like Moshe Rabbeinu, who of course was a miyuchas. He was a kasher, a miyuchas. V'dilma mishum shechina. Maybe it doesn't mean that he's domet to Moshe, but rather it means that the shechina is shore upon them. But doesn't mean that they're miyuchas. Amar Rav Nachman, v'alkel me'alecha v'nasa itach. It says again v'nasa itach b'domim lach that these dayanim were like Moshe Rabbeinu. Whoever was a shoter harabim. Now, a shoter we translate as a policeman, but remember, shoftim v'shotrim titan l'chad b'chol sharecha. These are individuals who are really upstanding, who were chosen to serve the public. Says the Gemara, memra delo mekminam bipsulim. Are you going to say that everybody who works from the Bezdin, from the Dayanim down, are not going to be psulim? Ureminu hakol k'sherim lodin dinei mamonos. Anybody could judge dinei mamonos. This is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Lamid Vav Amabez. Ve'ein akol k'sherim lodun dinei nefashos. That you're three people are who join together can judge dinei mamonos, but not dinei nefashos. Avinam ba hakol asu yemai. And what's hakol coming to include? Does it mean someone who doesn't know halacha? That doesn't make sense. If he doesn't know halacha, how could he judge? So what's hakol? Everybody's kosher. Vam Rav Yehuda lasu yemamzer. It's coming to include a mamzer. Amar Abaye Berushalayim. Abaye answered Yerushalayim, there weren't any mamzer. V'chein tani Rav Shimon Bar Zira b'kiddushei Devei Levi b'Yerushalayim. We had a tradition in the Maseches of Kiddushin of Yeshiva of Levi that we were talking about Yerushalayim where there weren't any psulim. The Gemara continues, V'gaboy tzedakah, as well as gaboy tzedakah, masiyim. Also, they could also be married off to descendants of Gaboy Tzedakah. My Taima, says the Gemara, what's the reason for that? Kivan Deminsi Bahadi Inshi, because they have run-ins with people when they have to collect money. Damer Marmi Mashkinim Alat Tzedakah, you collect Tzedakah Afil Be'erev Shabbos. They would go around and take money from people for Tzedakah. Ve'imis, and if they have a psul, then people who don't like them would jump all over it. That's what we have special brachos for those who are Oskei B'Tzarchei Tzibur Be'emunah, that people don't like them and they'll look for any psul in them. So if there was a legitimate psul, they would have jumped on it. Deika islay kala, that would have a call. Mark continues with this story. Shbezichinu derav Ada bar Ava, the host of Rav Ada bar Ava, Gira Ava was a ger. Vavi kaminsi iu v'rav bib, and there was a fight between him, the ger, and Rav Bibi. Marav Amar Ano Avdina Srirusa Demasa. I am the one who was appointed in charge of the city. Umar Amar Ano Avdina Srirusa Demasa. Asak Meidu Rav Yosef. They came from Yosef Amlu Tanina. We know that it can't be that it was the ger, because Som Tasim Alacha Melech Mikar Vachicha. Kol Masim Shatam Meisim Lo Yeh El Mikar Vachicha. Needs to be from someone who's a brother who's not a ger. Amar Le Rav Ada Bar Ava Vafilu Imai Mi Yisrael. Rav Ada bar Ava countered, does this apply even to my host? Because his mother is a Yisrael. So since his mother is a Yisraelis, maybe he would still be qualified as Mikar V'chicha. Amar Leim, Imo Yisrael Mikar V'chicha Karina Bey. They said to him that you're right, he would be kosher. Hilkach, and therefore they came to the following pshara, conclusion, compromise. Rav Biba the Gava Rabba, who Liyayin b'mili d'shmai, Rav Biba, who's a great man in Torah, should be involved with heavenly matters. Umar and the ger, liyayin b'mili d'masa, help run the city. Amar Abaye, Abaye said this ger lucked out by having Rav Ada bar Ava, who clarified things. Hilchach manda mishri tzurva midrabana bishpuzichinu. If you want to have a Talmud Chacham as your guest, la'ashri ki Rav Ada bar Ava, have someone like Rav Ada bar Ava, yodel ma'apich le'bischusei, because ultimately he will come to help you out. Gemara tells us another story about helping Talmidei Chacham and good things when you help out Talmidei Chacham as well as Geirim. Rabbi Zera metapelbu. Rabbi Zera took care of Geirim. Rav Ada bar Ava, also Rav Ada bar Avua metapelbu. They also took care of Geirim. According to the Mefarshim, it means, and not simply they take care of them, but they even gave them roles of Srara. However, B'marav and Eretz Yisrael, they disagreed. Afilu Reish Kuri, even those who would check the weights, Lo Muk Mimin Ayo, they didn't allow the Gerim to take official position because of Som Tassin Alecha Melech. B'narda, when it came to Rarda, Afilu Reish Gelusa, excuse me, I misread that. Afil Reish Gar Gusa, even the one who was in charge of dividing the water, Lo Mukmi Minayu, they didn't appoint them either. So Gemara is bringing out there were different shitas in regards to this issue of a ger in terms of Srara. Particularly, the Gemara is explicit that when it came to Rav Ada bar Ava, he allowed when Imo was Mi Yisrael. But the Gemara emphasized that in Narda, they wouldn't appoint Gerim. It's unclear from the Gemara, and I don't have any Mefarshim in front of me right now, of whether they were talking about a case of a Ger whose mother was Jewish or not. We're going to stop today's daf over here. Be'ez Hashem, in today's daf, what we had discussed was the reason why kusim are possible, even according to those opinions, including which are Rabbi Akiva, that kusim are geri emes. Rabbi Akiva holds that because they had the problem of yibum, they didn't do it properly and they had a dim mamzerim. Or according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara infers, the problem was that they weren't medagdik b'mitzvahs enough. Others suggest that they weren't careful about the mamzeris of krisus of achoso and eshes ach. And another possibility is they weren't careful about evident shifcha, and the descendants of a shifcha would be problematic. The Mishnah told us that we have to look back. A man that marries a woman needs to look back when it comes to a kohenis, as back as four imos. Levi and Yisraelis is even more. The Gemara tells us that we only check into the mothers, because the fathers, if they had a psul, and the grandfathers and great-grandfathers would have had a kol. The reason why you don't check into the guy and you only check into the girl when they get married is because there is no iser for a ksheira to marry psulim, and we generally are not concerned for mamzerim. However, once we require a kosher to look into the girl he is marrying, so then he checks in for mamzeris as well. That's how Rashi explains. The Gemara pointed out that the Chachamim might be a dissenting view entirely, who say kol mishpachos b'cheskes ksheros hein, or you could read our Mishnah as a case in where there was iru. The Gemara pointed out that Mizbeach, Sanhedrin, and so on and so forth, ulol du bidikos, and therefore once you get to the Sanhedrin or the Mizbeach, any of the forefathers served over there, then we say lo mi Sanhedrin ulamala, and we don't have to check his mother. And the Gemara pointed out that we have a rule, hakol ksherim lodun dine mamonos, that normally a dayan or someone who works for a bezdin can be a mamzer, because hakol is coming to include mamzer, but Yerushalayim, they did not have that problem. Finally, the Gemara discusses the phenomenon of gerim serving as srara, as it being a basic psul, but Rav Ada bar Ava in reinstating someone who had been questioned as being a valid leader in the community because he was a ger, to which Rav Ada bar Ava pointed out, even if his father was ger, as long as his mother was Yisrael, he was kosher. And then it was suggested that Rav Bibi be in charge of the ruchnias and the ger be in charge of the municipality. Finally, Gemara points out that in Bavel they were quite makbid and did not allow gerim to be in charge in any parts of the municipality as well. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Vav in Maseches Kiddushin.